Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Ravens back at it today. 1:30 in pads. Training camp. First padded practice of this year. And one of the good news things that... And it's not even news, quite frankly. Oh boy, I hope I just didn't jinx them. Usually every year, Nolan, we do the attendance report. Who's not there? Who's not there? Who's not there? Outside of the expected absences through the first 4 or 5 days of training camp, nothing. I know Awuzie missed, he wasn't there Saturday, as Vinny said. But nothing significant by any stretch of the imagination. So that in and of itself is good. Because Jalen Armon Davis, for instance, always comes to mind. He practiced great. One of the highlight players of this practice. Then the next day, he's not there. So that has been real good news so far for Baltimore.
Right. I mean, the worst case scenario this time of year is when the injuries start piling up and then you don't even build momentum. You know, you can't even get that core together for really what the importance of training camp is in the first place, which is to set that foundation. So no injuries to worry about. No contract disputes to worry about either. Everything seems to be business as usual, which we will gladly take.
Earlier in the program, we heard Kyle Hamilton talking about Zach Orr, difference between this year and last year in regards to his competence level, his productivity, the schemes, the plans, getting communication issues straightened out. Zach Orr himself talks about where he is now compared to where he was then.
I think it's putting the work in every single day in the classroom and out here on the field and even in walkthroughs. And not to say that that wasn't happening, but I see it at a whole nother level this year. So I'm happy with it. We're light years ahead of where we're at. We still got a long way to go, but we're ahead of where we were at last year. So that's a credit to the guys who were here, man. We didn't like what we did last year, especially the first half of the season, and we made a vow that we wouldn't do that again. So we know that's just words. We have to put action behind it. But so far, it's throughout the spring and this first week of training camp, the action's been real good. So I'm happy with the group.
And look, if Zach Orr wouldn't have gotten hurt, he may still be an active player in 2025, or at least coming to the end of the line as an active player. He's coming off a season where he made second team all pro and then had the injury in the neck that ruined his career. But he's talking about where he is now. So he came up through the ranks rapidly. There were Anthony Weaver. There were others who had experience being coordinators, that he got the job over. And Nolan, a year ago at this time, we were like, oh my God, this guy's in over his head, as the defense was struggling and, you know, not doing things that usually play like a Raven sort of stuff. But if you think of the problems Baltimore has as a team, whether it's on the field or on the sidelines, Zach Ertz to me is no longer one of them.
Right, but now there really isn't an excuse. You know, if they got off to a slow start, I mean, what would you point your finger at? It can't be roster turnover. It's pretty much the exact same group as not just last year, but the last 2 years. I mean, that was the case a year ago. You pretty much had the same group of guys that Mike Macdonald had a year prior. You had Zach Orr, who learned under Mike Macdonald, and then we were all confused. Well, what's the difference? I mean, could the scheme really be so different for Zach Orr in year one as a first-year defensive coordinator from what Mike Macdonald was doing, that all these returning players are somehow mind-blown and confused by this? Where's the breakdown? And come to find out, it sounds like bits and pieces come out throughout the season. We learn more in hindsight, but the common word that we hear was communication. All right, that's what they say. That's what they say. But go back to my point. You know, you have your health. You have your returning leadership on the field. You have your defensive coordinator who's no longer just going at this for the first time. He's experienced. He knows what he's doing at this point. Where there's no excuse anymore. They have to deliver. They have to perform.
Now, where they didn't perform last year was takeaways. Turnover differential was not great for the Ravens. And offensively, they didn't turn the ball over. But the Ravens didn't force a ton of turnovers. They were actually in the bottom half of the NFL in 2024. Just go back to the playoff loss to Buffalo. Buffalo 3, Baltimore 0. Turnovers. There you go. Zach Orr understands that turnovers are stressing. Creating turnovers is going to be big for them this year.
First thing, man, we just teach it, man. We're getting better at teaching it, teaching in the classroom, showing opportunities on film, showing how to get the football out, understanding how important it is. And I think Coach Harbaugh has done a great job this spring of talking about what's the really the impactfuls that impact the football games. And takeaways for defense is at the top of the list. And when we take the ball away, we'll win. When we don't, we got a good chance of winning, but why put ourselves in that position? So obviously we look at it last year. We didn't take the ball away enough. We had zero takeaways in the playoffs. And we, us as defensive coaches and players, we look at it as the reason why we didn't get to where we wanted to get to. So we're talking about it every single day. We're teaching it. We're drilling it. And we're making our guys aware of how important it is. And, you know, it's not just me talking about it. It's every coach is talking about it, even on the offense. Just think about it. If we take the football away and we keep giving our offense and LJ more opportunities to score, we'll be in good shape.
I mean, they have playmakers. Marlon Humphrey's been a dude that's got his share of picks and forced fumbles. We recall that season a few years back. Kyle Hamilton's a guy that can be a ball hawk. Malachi Starks and Nate Wiggins got a pick six late in the season. So in the secondary, at least, Nolan, they have guys that appear to be capable of getting turnovers and getting their hands on the football. Be interesting to see of the rush and defensive line guys who can get in there and get them strip sacked.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That create other opportunities as well.
Well, it's certainly, to your point, it's not a personnel issue. That wasn't an issue or shouldn't have been a personnel issue for him last year. I mean, the opportunities were there. And when I say that, I'm not just making stuff up. I'm talking about literally in your hands, in your chest, multiple times in some cases, and the ball would still somehow hit the turf. So no doubt in my mind that we should see an uptick this year. I was looking at the schedule here last year, just trying to get a rough count. Of course, the Ravens offense wasn't turning the ball over a ton, so that kind of paints a better picture for the turnover differential for the year. There were multiple weeks in a row where the Ravens just didn't turn it over at all, but a few instances where they lost the turnover battle, mainly the week 11 loss to Pittsburgh, extremely frustrating loss. Turned the ball over three times, only had one takeaway. Ends up being a narrow defeat. A lot of reasons you lost that game, but that's probably a big one. And then the other one that Marlon Humphrey and everyone else keeps pointing to, divisional round loss to the Bills. You turn it over three times, you don't get any. Just a recipe for disaster. In a game that came down and ended up being ultimately decided by one possession, even getting rid of one of those turnovers or matching one of for your own, coming away with one, could have made the difference in that game.
And not only, hey, drop passes aren't necessarily turnovers, but they're drive killers. Errors, if it would be a baseball term. But the Ravens trying to tighten up and improve upon that area, because Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, they were in the 30s when it came to turnovers forced and accumulated in 2024. We'll come back, shift back to baseball. The American League East report, what happened in the division over the weekend. We'll give you the news of all the fun stuff happening in Major League Baseball, standings update as well, last week of July. And then circle back to the NFL, Chris Boombacha, USA Today. The NFC, you look at the AFC, it's loaded. But who are the three, four best teams in the NFC, and where's that sleeper creeping around?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.